Holy, here we go again, Batman.
Hello, plethora of peoples. Not entirely sure if that's grammatically correct. And welcome to the NerdSync Podcast, episode number 15. We had so much fun recording this episode because we had on a very special guest star, the world's greatest extra, Jesse Heyman. I asked him to be on the podcast many moons ago, and now that that dream is finally realized, it could not have gone better. Thanks to you guys for sending us your questions and comments that we asked him in this episode. It's really great to see everyone getting involved, but this will be it for us here at the NerdSync Podcast until we can raise enough money to continue doing more episodes. If you guys would like to support the show, you can go to audibletrial.com/NerdSync. You can get a free audiobook of your choosing. You can also go to our Kickstarter page, which will be up in the next couple of days, and donate some money. There you can get some nice rewards, including some t-shirts and cool merch, and you can even be on future episodes of the podcast. Be sure to like our Facebook page. There you can find cool stuff like show notes for this episode with all the links to the stuff we talked about. Without any further ado, episode number 15 of the NerdSync Podcast. With the amazing and incredible Jesse Heyman.
I choose date number two!
Have we technically started recording yet, though?
We're going to wait for Josh, I guess, because he dropped out a little bit. He's just kind of frozen there. So, just for the record, for everyone has introductions, I'm Scott.
I'm Bryce.
I'm Jesse.
Oh, hey, okay.
You know me, right?
A little bit. Yeah.
You can see me.
I've seen you around a couple times. Josh is calling me.
Why is Josh calling?
Oh, snap.
This might not be good.
Hey, Josh, what's going on?
Hey, you'll have to invite me to another hangout. Apparently, my other self is what kicked me off.
Josh clone kicked out Josh. All right, I'll invite you back.
All right.
All right, bye.
Josh blocked himself from the hangout.
We have a couple technical problems sometimes, but...
That's all right.
For the most part, it's actually... It works.
Yeah, well, after
works
all the editing
well.
And stuff, it sounds fine. So
yep.
Right, exactly.
Here we go.
Want to see how much of a nerd I am for a second? Look at this. iPad.
Okay.
See that, right?
Yeah, see that.
I've got my first iPhone.
Nice.
Nice.
I've got my last iPhone.
Nice.
And now I have iPhone 5.
Oh, nice.
And this is my first thing. I had an iPod. Remember those?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that thing.
Right?
What is that? Is that?
Yeah, which generation is that?
The first one.
Where's the touchscreen at?
I don't know how. There's no touch.
I don't have a mini yet. Guess what? I don't know if you can see. I can maybe shift over. I don't know if you can see on my TV. I have a Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
I get you that.
That is awesome.
I have low tech and new tech.
That's how you
do it. The majority of those I am not. I don't possess.
Yeah, that's in fact. Josh just got his first iPhone a couple weeks ago.
It's my first and only.
If you don't possess those things, you probably have a girlfriend.
Is that
no. True, Josh?
Well, no. Scott knows what's going on.
I just
Scott
wanted to hear it from
on.
Your voice. Yeah, he's working on it. So yeah, we're just gonna start. Just to give you a quick rundown of how this works. It's basically just a conversation. We do have a couple questions from our fans. So, but yeah, let's start this off. So everybody. Welcome to the NerdSync Podcast. We have a very special guest today. So
not me.
Not Josh. Not Josh Beard. He's usually here. Not Bryce, of course. Nobody really likes him. But we have a very special person, Mr. Jesse Heyman. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. What's up, America? How's it going?
Yeah.
Free.
I don't... Josh
and... What's your guys' names?
I'm Scott.
Scott. Right.
And I'm Bryce.
That's Bryce.
He knew my name.
You knew Josh. You guys are best friends already. So
Josh is easy to remember. I have another friend named Josh, and Scott's easy to remember. I used to have a roommate named Scott. So
there you go. Bryce is just left out in the cold as always.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Bryces.
No,
you sound kind of sound like a you're like Bryces.
Yeah, exactly. You can call you could give him a nickname if that makes it easier. Call him whatever you want.
That's all right. He looks cool, man.
All right. The headphones that really help out, I think.
Yeah.
Brand new headphones.
Yeah. Kind of look like Artie from Glee, though.
Little bit.
In the wheelchair. The guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
I know who that is.
I was looking up your IMDb.
Without glasses, you kind of look like...
I was looking up your IMDb earlier, and I saw that you were actually on the cast or on the set of Glee.
I was on Glee the first two seasons before I became famous, apparently.
So that's all thanks to you.
You made it famous. Yeah,
it was really because of you.
Well, yeah, because of me. Because I've been doing this job for 12 years now, 13 years, and
yeah,
it just blossomed my career. It just went exploded recently because of the YouTube video, The World's Greatest Extra.
This actually runs into kind of like the first question that somebody asked, wanted us to ask you, was really, you know, how did you start as an extra? Like, how do you pursue that?
How did that work out?
It's the silliest thing. You just sign up for extra work.
And you just
sign up for it. I just went in and I signed up. I got fired from my first job out here, and I was looking for a way to make money. And I asked my roommate, and she said, go sign up for Central Casting. And that's what I did. And I went and I signed up, and I was working that night on a movie. I was working on the movie Rat Race.
Oh, nice.
And it just kept going. You know, it was like, they kept calling for me. They kept saying I have a really good look.
Yeah. I mean, and now you're like one of, well, obviously
you are
not
the world's greatest.
Yeah, you're the world's greatest extra. So
I am now the world's greatest extra, and I'm working on featured parts now too. I'm talking a lot more on camera. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot more guest spots on shows. I have a upcoming spot on, I just did a guest spot on the Mindy Project.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to be in a Super Bowl ad, but I can't tell you which one yet.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna have to look for you then.
Yeah,
you can watch for me in the Super Bowl on the first quarter, the second set of commercials in the first quarter.
All right.
Nice.
That's very specific.
That
yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll definitely keep
notes.
An eye out for you.
That's awesome. Well, I always feel like it's kind of like every time I watch a show, I always have to be like, all right, Jesse's got to be in here. He's got to be here somewhere.
Yeah.
And I've had people tell me that it's like a drinking game for them. But I always say I'm not responsible for you getting wasted. Yeah.
I don't want to be tied onto that.
Yes.
By the way, is that a skateboard hanging up there?
That is
a longboard.
That's my roommate's longboard.
It looks like is it weird that it looks like a fish?
No, it does look like a fish.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a
does.
Fish.
Yeah.
It's almost like, yeah, it's good. I just make sure.
Using those powers of observation again.
Yes. Like one of those psychological drawings that they give you is like, what does this look like to you?
Jesse Hyman.
He's in there.
What's this one look like? It's like that dot in the corner is Jesse Hyman.
Yes, there he
oh,
is.
Okay.
Yeah, I noticed it was funny, the latest commercial that you starred in that I saw, that like dating game commercial. I forget what.
Yeah.
It's for Prego pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Yes.
They say, what other question, what the choices have I made? And they say, which to like an old 80s or 70s dating game. And they say, I choose date number 2. And all I say is, whoa!
This is kissing up. This is just, that was so funny.
Yeah. And it's really funny because one of my first major commercials was Vonage. I don't know if you ever saw me at a Vonage commercial.
I remember that one.
And that one, I get hit in the head with a like a piece of like thing for Vonage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm breaking up with a hot chick.
Yeah,
because you know I'm not in the same league. And on that one, I say like, "Whoa, Vonage!" Mm-hmm. or something like that. So it's very very similar. So I do very well at just expressing my you know.
May I say the one thing that actually let my grandpa more and more on to accepting me doing this podcast was because of that Prego commercial.
Really?
It really was. Because I knew this was as soon as we got the word that you were going to be on. And I the commercial came on and I got TiVo. So I paused and I said, Grandpa, get in here. He said, what? What's going on? I said, hey, that guy right there, because at first he thought it was one of the other two people.
Right?
No. That man right there in the middle, the one that was hooping and hollering. It's like, okay. He's like, he's going to be on our podcast. And he was like, oh, cool. So apparently just the fact that someone on TV was going to be on the podcast, like I have no problem with it now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks for telling me. I love knowing I have fans of every generation.
Even an 82-year-old man.
Yeah.
I'm multi-generation, multi-ethnicity, world. I don't know. Anywhere.
Multi-universe. Stretch across time.
You know, people are seeing me on space now, you know.
You're a famous multi-tool.
Exactly.
Yes. You're a Swiss Army knife on television.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
I can fit into any spot on the TV.
Yeah,
exactly.
We've had a couple questions from our fans, and we'd love to ask you a couple of them.
Working on the set of like, you know, all the different movies and stuff that you've been in, Have you ever met any celebrities who's like their personality just really surprised you? Like it wasn't what you thought they were going to be.
Some sets, like I've worked on a couple of Judd Apatow films and I thought that they were all really jerks and a lot of them are really nice guys. And like Seth Rogen's a really nice guy. And I've worked with James Franco a couple of times and he's really nice. And he's always kind of, but he's okay. I worked with guys from old school, Vince Vaughn, and I thought they'd be like all egotistical and they were like very friendly and they were like helpful and they wanted to help me learn how to be a better actor. So, I mean, that's really cool. And then, I mean, there's a couple people that I've encountered that are really divas. Like I was once on I was doing extra work on a movie called A View from the Top, which is a movie with Gwyneth Paltrow in it, where she like decides to become like a stewardess. Okay. And there was one scene I remember. We were waiting to shoot something in a supermarket, and it took her 4 hours to get out of her trailer from doing her hair. It's like that's a long time, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, when Hillary Clinton held up the airport when she was getting her hair done on the runway. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's women, so
that's how they are. What is your favorite acting job been thus far? Do you have one specifically that you love?
My favorite so far, I would have to say, extra wise, is when I was working on the TV show Chuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
I worked all 5 seasons on that show, and I loved mm-hmm. every minute of it. You know, mm-hmm. I got to know the whole cast and crew and everybody who involved, and they loved me. They loved having me on the show, and I loved being on the show. It was one of those, you really like to be on a set where you feel like part of the family for the whole run of a show. And I really felt that way with that show. So it was a really good time in my life.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Cause that knocks out another question.
We had another question about what it was like to work on Chuck. And I think we have our answer.
When I see something cool, I'll be right back.
All right.
Intermission.
I saw that in the background. I was going to ask you about it.
Oh man.
Got my Chuck jacket right here.
Says Nerd Herd on the back, correct?
Yes, it does.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
That's awesome. That is fantastic.
I saw that hanging in the background and I was going to ask you about it, but that's...
I use it to so you don't see the mess behind it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Are there any... Do you have any... Because you did work on that show for a long time. Do you have any like fun kind of behind the scenes thing? Was there a lot of like joking around a lot or...
There was a lot of singing. Zach Levi does a lot of singing, like just comedic singing. And like when everybody was getting the iPhone, like the first iPhones were coming out, we all like did the lightsaber thing in a row.
That's awesome.
You know, remember when the lightsaber thing? That was the coolest thing on the iPhone. Yeah. I was like, you can make it like a Star Wars thing, you know? Well, that was like all the other things you could do, like Sirius, like, screw that.
I just want a lightsaber is all I want.
I have a knife app. It didn't work out too well, but it more or less smushed and spread things than cut them. Yeah. But it was free.
There you go. That's how it is.
The free ones are the best ones.
Yeah.
Exactly. I did have a question. I quote, ask him what his hair products are. Ask him how he manages to get such oomph in his hair.
Well, I do have some special ladies that help me with my hair sometimes. I have a hairstylist, her name is Renee, and she's very good. But normally it's just me and a hair comb, a brush, and some water and some shampoo, and you know,
Definitely important.
Yes.
Yes. I don't really do that much with my hair. My hair is amazing because if I can slick it back and I look like I have a mole, you know, I like a buzz cut. we're big and I look like I have an afro, and so it's like one of the best features of me is that my hair can be like anything and it's all the same length, you know.
Yeah.
I sometimes grow it out really long because if I'm on a veil or I'm on hold for a project, they you can't change your hair if you're on hold for that project. They want you the way you look. So sometimes I go a really long time between haircuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. That makes sense.
I mean,
too.
The oomph part is just my overall package. I'm always very oomph.
Just naturally.
just that natural oomph.
That's probably what got you so many jobs. That guy has oomph.
Yes.
Look at that.
That should be
my tagline.
That guy has oomph.
Yes.
That's why they kept calling you back. The first time they were just like, man, something about this guy. He's got oomph. We need him back.
Yeah. It's not the shoes, although I have some pretty dirty shoes right now, but I'm good.
Another question that I got, which this doesn't necessarily have to be about you. This can be about anyone. What was the most embarrassing thing you encountered while on, like, you know, being backstage and being on the sets of shows?
We're on the internet, right? So I can say whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. When the movie Spider-Man?
Yes.
The first one I was in.
Yeah, you were in the fight scene.
Originally, I was supposed to play the donut guy, the guy on the school bus, eating donuts right in front of Mary Jane on the school bus. Mm. But I ended up having like bathroom problems that day, so I missed the bus kind of. So they instead they put me in the hallway in that shot in the school fight scene, and it was awesome. That was one of the key things where people.
Yeah,
you were like right front and center.
The luck of, you know, it was a good day to have some crappy issues, you know.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
It was really fun. So I that was the show where I got my SAG card off of, because I worked in acting business. If you're being an extra to become a SAG, which is the union, you have to get three vouchers, and I got all three vouchers on Spider-Man because they're awesome. And
How do you get the vouchers?
Well, usually you just, you know, if you're doing a good, especially good job, or they like the work that you're doing, the director will say, give that guy a voucher or something, you know, just and you won't find out until like at the end of the night that you're being given a voucher. So, but then there's a rule that if you get given a voucher one day on a set, and you get brought back, then you'll always be a union on that show.
Honestly, that kind of sounds like getting a gold star in school.
Yeah,
in Hollywood.
Like, it basically is. And that, a lot of Hollywood is that way. It's like, you know, you did an awesome job. Here, have a trophy. You know?
Yeah. So that's all the Oscars are.
Yeah, just gold stars.
Oscars or the Razzies, you know?
Yeah, they... Someone wanted to know if you're a gamer, if you like to game a lot.
I do like to play video games. I don't play too many of the games where you're like always shooting at each other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But except I like the Grand Theft Auto games and their multi-game play. I like the games like that, like Grand Theft Auto games, and I like sports games, and I like the classics like Mario.
Oh yeah,
platformers.
And Sonic the Hedgehog And I think it's really weird that Mario and Sonic are in a video game together now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Exactly. But, I love playing GoldenEye and all those things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
GoldenEye, I used to have in college, I have GoldenEye and Mario Kart, like, marathons all night long.
Definitely. We had a couple of those.
Play SimCity through to the end of SimCity, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
There's an end.
There's an end to Sims games?
Eventually it does, yeah.
It's a giant meteor that just plummets towards the Sims world.
Then you have to start life all over again.
Oh, dang, I have to start as a cell.
I'm late to work.
Well, I have, you know, I've gone through all the game systems. I had the ColecoVision probably before you guys. Atari, I had the first Nintendo, Super Nintendo. I have...
Yep.
Sega Genesis, I just haven't plugged it in.
Genesis.
I have the Sega CD, I have the Sega 32X, I have the Xbox, I had the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. I never got the PlayStation 3, but I just didn't see a need for it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But and now I've got this nice big computer. So.
Oh, yeah?
So everything is good. That
brings up another question. Because you said you have a nice big computer. Are you a PC or a Mac user?
Oh, heated debate.
Well, for the longest time, I was PC, but I've recently been shifted over to Mac because of all these gadgets I have, you know.
Right.
Because I can pay for it.
Yeah. That's basically where it is.
Well, the Perigo Ed has helped me a lot, too. Yeah. Wait, yeah. Way a lot more than spaghetti sauce, that's for sure.
Yeah. You said that you started off, you just kind of signed up. Did you go through, because I kind of went into a little bit of extra, tried to get into extra work a little bit.
Oh, right, I didn't know this. Secret side of Bryce.
Yeah, but I signed up through a website online. Did you do that, or did you find live auditions?
I signed up at Central Casting. It's an actual physical company you can go in, and there's other companies you can just go in and sign up to say you want to be an extra, and they'll give you forms, and you fill out forms, and you paperwork, and you get yourself registered, and then they, when they call you, you got to go to set, you know?
Yeah, because I think that would probably be a better route to go for anybody that's listening that wants to try this, would probably be to go in, because
yeah,
I tried to do it online, and I signed up for this website that they were like, yeah, you get a free trial of this for like a month, but then after the month you have to start paying. And I was like, well, I can do the free trial for a month, and if I actually start getting into things, then I'll be good.
You probably shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an awful
that sounds
idea.
Sounds like a scam.
It was an awful idea because
what was the name of the site? You remember?
I don't know if I should incriminate them or not. They probably already don't like me enough. I literally made them jump through hoops for me after they took my money.
Was it Actors Access? You're really casting? You're now casting?
Casting 360.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
It was awful because, like, when I signed up for it, they were like, you know, where do you live? Where are you looking to have auditions?
Yeah, where are you from? Where are you from, man?
I'm actually from Indiana.
Okay.
And, like, when I signed up for the site and did it and everything, they, like, asked me where I would do auditions at. And I was like, you know, I'm from Indiana, so I could go up to, like, Chicago. I could go over to Cincinnati, Ohio,
right.
Stuff like that.
Sure.
But then I started
which is great because they just shot Transformers 3 in Chicago and they're going to do Transformers 4 there too.
Yeah, I started getting casting calls from like
Transformers 4.
Sorry.
Sorry. I had to nerd out about it for a second.
I'm a huge Michael Fay fan, so don't go crazy. He likes me, so I like him.
Too bad this wasn't a visual thing because we'd add lots of lens flares to your side.
Explosions.
That's more like J.J. Abrams, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, like the thing that blew my mind about the site that was like after I told them where I was and where I was willing to get casting calls from, I started getting like messages from people in New York and Florida and Texas. And I'm like, those are all so far away from me.
But wait a minute, they were interested in you. Sounds like you have a chance.
You had that oomph.
Yeah, but this was before I got a job and this was before college. So I had absolutely no money. I was like, I just really
need.
You have
money now?
Now I have money because I work at GameStop. So
awesome.
Yeah, I have a job now. But no, it was ridiculous though because after that first month, I totally forgot about it and they charged me like $35 to my account. And I was like, oh, crap. So I had to call them and I called them and I was like, hey, I didn't mean for that to happen, but I know it was my fault. I need you to cancel this. And the guy on the other end of the line who spoke like half English was
of course.
But you have a whole another month of this left. And I was like, no, cancel it now because I don't want to lose any more money. But are you sure you don't want to use the rest of it? No, I don't want to use the rest of the month. Just cancel it.
Yeah.
Well, we can't really cancel it right now because you still have a whole month to use. And I'm like, no, you need to cancel it. Well, after I argued with them forever, I just hung up. I was like, okay, I'm done with this right now.
Right.
Well, then I was going to call them back at the end of the month like they told me to. And I forgot again. So naturally they charged me another $35. So
way to go, Bryce.
This was $70 they charged me now. But that second $35 they took pushed me over my limit on my account.
Ooh,
so then I got slapped with an overdraft fee and I got so mad and I literally called. Yeah, I literally called, asked to talk to whoever was in charge. I was like, manager, supervisor, whoever you have there, I want to talk to them now. And I was like, okay, that guy argued with me, would not cancel my account like I wanted them to. And I was literally on the phone for about 3 hours. And she's like, okay, fine. You know what? I'll go listen to the tape and we'll come back and, you know, see how everything's going after that. And I was like, all right. So I waited for like 20 minutes and she comes back and she goes, okay, so we're going to be crediting $70 to your account. And I was like, that's awesome. Right, you are.
Did she come back like that all shamefully? Like, we're going to
so
give
ashamed.
You the money back.
She sounded it's so fine, ashamed. Sir. But yeah, I just wanted to know if you did an online route or if you did the actual like going in and signing up.
I would always recommend going physically because you never know. I've never really encountered anyone that seemed like a fake company to me. But majority, so it's always better to go in person and yeah. see for yourself.
And that's kind of where I didn't want to necessarily say Casting 360's name, because I'm sure they actually have helped people that can pay for it, but I couldn't pay for it, and they charged me anyway, so.
Let me ask you a question about the website real quick. Did the URL, if you remember this, was it HTTP or HTTPS?
I forget. I don't even know.
Okay, because with the S at the end, that means it's a secure website. If it doesn't, it's just an out there.
I thought the S meant scam.
It's one of the two. Roll the dice.
I'm educated. My college classes told me so. They wouldn't lie to me.
But we have some last minute questions that I just got just now. And
that's fine.
What's your favorite color?
I would say blue. Sky blue, like
okay,
yeah, like a light blue,
like blue, like when sometimes you go to like Caribbean and the ocean is blue, you can see right through.
Yeah, that's a nice blue. That's a nice blue. This is funny. Do you know the show Jackie Chan Adventures?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like the animated series.
Okay,
if you don't know about it, that's fine. One of the questions is, what talisman from Jackie Chan Adventures would you want the most? And we can, if you don't know what that, do you know what that means?
I guess not that nerdy enough. I don't know that
one. It's totally cool because we are nerds. All right. So there are 12 talismans and they're about like the Chinese zodiac and they all give you a different superpower. So I guess the question is, like, which superpower would you want to have out of these 12?
Either flying or invisibility.
Okay, cool. That's either the rooster talisman or the snake talisman.
Okay.
That's good. I would.
I'd rather, you know, flying would be cool to just go somewhere if you want to get somewhere, you know. And invisibility, it's cool to just go away. Yeah. You know, but or walk around, not even know.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's good to be invisible.
I feel like as an extra though, you wouldn't be very effective if you were invisible.
Yeah.
Well, not for my job, right? Yeah.
Here's another question. What is your favorite video game character?
Ooh, this is a hard one to answer because I'm going to get people up there. I'm going to say Mega Man.
Nice. Good answer.
Because you get all sorts of different powers as you move along in the adventure. You know, that's always fun. It's like acting. It's like as you take classes and you book more things, you get more experience and then you can do more skills with your talent.
There you go.
That is a great answer.
Thank you.
So,
something that we've done on the show is, well, we've done it once, but we'd like to do it again. The Quifgens. There's a little bit of story behind that, but that's more like the nerd kind of centered questions as opposed to general questions.
Like association?
No.
It's basically just another thing that we've come to call nerdy questions. We just call them Quifgens. Like we talked about it before in an episode, the little quiff that Superman has. We associate that now with nerdy questions and
so long as they'll call it a piece, would be good.
Yeah.
right.
Exactly.
We covered most of the QU words there.
But
what is QUI? And the people play that against me are QI.
I don't know what a QUI is.
On Words with Friends, people play QI all the time.
Oh, it's like I think that's like chi. I think it's pronounced. Chi. I think it's pronounced.
Yeah,
chi.
It might be chi.
I think that's what it is.
I still wouldn't be sure how to draw that.
Yeah, well, it's it's Words with Friends. Yeah,
not drawing, Josh.
Yeah, I think if I were to draw it, it'd be like Tai Chi.
Yeah, I would have drawn like Uncle from Jackie Chan Adventures. Like,
so, I still need to make you those talismans, Scott.
The draw anything game, I would just draw something randomly and then I'd just write what the word is and people would be
that's what I do. I do that same thing.
Write the word. Like, I don't care. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, I had to do, one of them was Aladdin and I'm like, I have no idea how to draw. So I started drawing and then I just erased the whole thing and I just wrote Aladdin and then people were like, really? You were the worst person. This ruins the game for me.
I think one time on set someone was showing me that this guy did all his drawings of Batman or some form of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single word, you just draw a picture of Batman doing that thing, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it took. Like, was he really detailed or was it just like a crappy bat signal?
It was, It was really detailed. One time they did Bart Simpson, and the Bart Simpson dressed as Batman. I mean,
that's awesome.
I don't know who that is. You know, you can probably find him on YouTube or Google or something, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Batman? Do you like comic books? I love comic books.
Yeah, I love the series. I'm more of a movie guy.
Yeah.
I honestly don't have that many comic books. Comics for me are like Garfield and Doonesbury.
Yeah,
like comic strips. What's that?
Something more in cartoons or I'm into that stuff. I'm not really into the comic books, although I have played Justice League video games and those type of things. So.
Like Arkham City or kind of, yeah. Like, yeah, that's some good games.
Or some of the Spider-Man games are like,
oh,
fun.
Yeah.
It's swing free roaming, like when GTA is kind of cool.
Absolutely. Mm. So did you watched the Batman movies, like Chris Nolan Batman movies?
I haven't.
Oh, really?
I know, I should. I haven't watched the full thing, because I've watched like bits and pieces of them, but I still haven't seen like the most recent one, and I don't know, I just been lacking.
That's totally cool, man.
Now here's a question, because you're talking about things that you watch. Do you actually, you know, this would be a general question I'd ask anybody that stars in things. Do you watch the things that you're in? Like, do you watch Chuck, and did you watch the original Spider-Man and stuff?
But I always try to watch my things and try to watch it without a subjective or judgmental of myself.
Mm. Like, this movie's going to be awesome. It had horrible edit. No. I'm in it.
Yeah.
That's why. I always think my movies are going to be awesome, and then sometimes, you know, they're not as awesome, but they're still good to me, you know?
Yeah.
That was a good experience. I remember when I'm watching it, I remember, like, I was in a movie, The Jerk Theory, that you can watch on Netflix, and getting a plug in here. And it's not the greatest movie in the world, but it's something, you know, I'm very proud of. So you should go check that out.
Absolutely.
Right.
You guys have Pop-Tarts?
You are very observant about the things that we have. That is incredible.
Wait, where are those?
Are those Pop-Tarts?
Where?
Behind the bell, whatever that bell is.
No, that is, those are cookies. Yeah, those are like cookies, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have Pop-Tarts, but they're not in this. They're not in that area. They're over there, which would have been crazy.
If you
saw
set
those.
A specific place in the kitchen, you're like about 3 inches from the left side of the fridge.
Yeah.
How did you know that,
Josh? That's so weird.
Freaking
that's
me out.
Josh, that is weird because that is literally exactly where they are. How did you know that?
Do not kid me, man.
I'm not even kidding. Bryce, justify this. They're right there next to the fridge, are they not?
Yeah, that's literally, they're a couple inches away from the fridge.
Josh is some sort of weird psychic.
Oh, my God.
No, they're strawberry.
Strawberry.
Okay, all right. I can't believe I got that.
That was a nerd question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you ever been to any sort of con, like Comic-Con or stuff like that?
Yes. I've been a participant at Comic-Con a couple, like 2005, 2006 for Lost. I did a panel. I was a guest on a panel. I was doing a skit. You can actually watch it on YouTube. It's one of the questions. So I interrupt when they're doing questions, and I run on and I do a little spiel about like what's in their secret booth or something at Comic-Con. And I get to give a nice speech in front of the whole audience, and it's really fun, and it was a great time. But so I've only been to Comic-Con when I got paid to go to Comic-Con. I'd like to go back and actually, you know, be a fan and enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's been out of my price range, and it sells out so fast.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I would love to go to a Comic-Con or do a like a film festival, one of these days. That would be amazing.
Maybe you could even do like a Dragon Con, because I don't think that's as expensive as the normal Comic-Con is.
Sure, I mean, or any kind of con, you know. If you guys have like a podcast con or something, I would come to that or whatever.
No, we have to start the annual Nerd Sync Con just to kind of just so we can have Jesse there.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Josh.
Since you being an extra,
yes.
If the video games that you listed that you like to play, out of those, because I imagine it wouldn't be one that you haven't played yet, would you like to be an extra in one of those, or would you like to be one of the characters that you play as?
I would think it'd be awesome if I could be like a character in a Grand Theft Auto game, where people could like to like, I maybe like when they turn on the zombie mode and I just come at them or something.
That would be awesome.
You know, that'd be awesome. You know, that, or be a zombie in like dead, you know, the Dead Rising game, you know, or something. It'd be fun to play something like that where I blend in with the crowd, but you still notice me. You know?
would it not be great if somehow Jesse got a role in The Walking Dead as a zombie?
Yes,
that would be
great. I would kick ass at that.
Because
you know?
I know Josh, you watched Walking Dead, don't you?
No, I haven't.
The only person on this podcast that doesn't.
I'm so sorry.
It would be more geek for me if I could get on like Breaking Bad for the last season or
that was actually one of the questions that somebody had
if I could get on Person of Interest is a really good. I like that.
I love Person of Interest. Both are great shows. I think you just need to be on everything. Like I think if a show exists, it should have you on it.
And then it's like a game for the people watching it. It's like, okay, where's Jesse? There he is in the background.
And then you gotta keep watching.
It needs to get to the point where my children are finding where's Jesse books.
Exactly.
Yeah. To change to that.
Sounds good to me.
You need to try and market that instead of where's Waldo? Where's Jesse?
Yeah, like Michael Jordan, he doesn't do basketball anymore, but he does underpants. I'm not saying do underpants, but find other means that you can continue to be in the lives of my children.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do my best.
He is multi-generational, so.
Yeah, multitasking.
Exactly.
I thought your questions would be like Picard or Kirk or something like that. So,
okay, well, how about this? Kirk or Picard?
I like Picard.
All right. I'll be honest. Have you, do you watch Star Trek, Bryce?
I don't.
Josh, do you watch Star Trek?
No, he doesn't either.
All right. I'm going to be completely honest here. I watch you. If we had Chris is supposed to be, he's another friend of ours. He's usually on. He's a big Star Trek fan. My New Year's resolution was to watch Star Trek because my dad's watched it and I've watched a couple episodes as a kid. And so I really was like, all right, I got to watch Star Trek. So the other day I watched the first episode of Next Generation. And I'm going to get so much hate for this, but it was like, it was all right. Like maybe it'll get better over time, but I don't know.
I tend to like Picard only on the TV, but on the movies, I like Kirk. I like the new Kirk. I like Chris Pine. And I like the whole new crew.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And another thing I'm a fan is of the Mission Impossible series. I just rewatched Ghost Protocol. That one scene where they're on the top of that giant tall building in Dubai.
Oh yes.
That always freaks me out. I'm a little afraid of heights, so that always freaks me out.
That was an actual shot. That wasn't green screen, was
it? That was a real shot.
Holy smokes. All right.
I'm not sure I could actually do that. No, it looks like fun.
I freak out at the mega drop, and that's not even like a fourth of how high that is.
The
mega drop is a ride at our local fair when that comes around.
And I've ridden it with Josh a couple times, and
I've hated it both times.
It's wonderful.
Is it mega awesome?
No,
not for Josh.
No.
For me, it is. I love stuff like that.
Does it drop it like it's hot?
Maybe.
I couldn't really think at all.
He tries to block it out of his.
It gives you such suspense because it has three clicks until it gets up to the top. And then the last one is like half a sec, click, koosh, and it just drops you. And this was my idea to try, okay, since I'm nerdy, I figured every ride that I go on that I'm deathly afraid of, I will conquer it by pretending that I'm a superhero and that's just the power that I'm doing at the time. So for the mega drop, I thought it was just, I'm just going to punch the ground from a really high height. Like I flew up there and I'm flying down to punch somebody.
Right.
As soon as the three clicks happened, it was click, click, click. I had my fist down like that, and it was like, and just grabbed the shoulder shaft. I was like, I lost my breath going down. It was so.
You had dropped the Jupiter in your hair.
Yeah. So I should do that as I go down, just hairspray myself, and it just whoosh.
That'd be
I may
amazing.
Have some oomph then.
Yeah. I remember Josh. If I can pick on you just for a little bit.
That's fine. Most people do.
That's so sad. No, but Josh kind of scares easily a little bit.
Okay.
And I was, he was at my house and he had this elaborate plan to text me that said like ding dong or something like that as like the doorbell texts. And he was just going to be at my door waiting for him. So as he was doing that, I saw him pull up. And so I just went out to the car and I thought he could see me. So I just went out and I was just standing right by the passenger side window. Okay. And he, as he's texting me, he turns around and just freaks out and then just starts, he basically starts crying. And I'm like, Josh,
because I was just getting over to get my seat. Like, I had opened the door first for some reason. And then as I reached over to get my seatbelt, I looked up and there's Scott just.
I'm just like, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I would not do well in a horror film at all.
No, I've been through a couple.
I think Bryce would, though.
Yeah.
What makes you think that? What makes you think that?
I just think is he has good eyes for a horror film.
Be scared. Be scared, Bryce.
Bryce, be scared. Exactly. Good. Yeah, that's good. It was like you're about to get eaten by like the aliens, the bug aliens from Starship Troopers.
There you go.
Oh my god!
They're gonna eat me. Oh man. Okay, can we talk about something for a second?
What?
Me and Bryce watched this movie. We have to talk about it.
No, we don't need to talk about this.
We have to talk about this.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Have either of you two seen the movie The Room?
Don't watch it.
No.
I've heard of it.
What's it about?
It's awful. That's what it's about.
Bryce didn't want to.
Okay, that's not a good summary.
No, all right. So I want to tell you something.
Yeah, let Scott tell you.
This movie makes absolutely no sense. I do not know the plot of this movie.
This movie
is ridiculous. So the acting is horrible. It's written, directed, produced, and starring one guy. And his acting is just horrible. Like, it's the worst.
He's not going to sue us, is he?
He tried to sue some people for talking about the movie without his permission, but I don't think he won that one.
I'm pretty sure he would have lost because they're allowed to do that.
Yeah, people are allowed to talk about things. But I don't know. It's very, the movie itself is, I think it was like people asked for their money back within the first 30 minutes. It was something. Uh-huh. It was something like it cost $6 million to make and it made $1,800. Like, it just did not do well at all.
Wow.
It was really bad.
That's crazy.
It was made in 2003, but I could have sworn that it was made in the early 90s. That's how bad it was.
It looks horrible.
How did you guys come across that?
Well, I've always heard about it because it's
Wait,
kind
Bryce,
of.
Wait, you know, like any movies from the 90s?
No, just the special effects and stuff, like green screen. It was so awful that I was just like, okay, this had to have been made in the 90s. And then at the end, it was like produced in 2003. I was like, nope, impossible. There's no way.
That's so weird. All right. So don't watch this movie. It's pretty bad. But unless you really want to be entertained by how bad it is. If you're a big fan of bad movies.
I like cult films, so maybe one day I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's great. The whole time I was wondering, why is Jesse not in this movie? He needs to be in this movie.
No, he does not. That would have ruined his career.
I think
I was probably too much for his budget.
That's probably right.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many. I mean, that's a nice way of showing. Like, people say you're in everything. I was like, no, not everything.
not one.
Yep.
Not that one. I was in a different room.
It was literally so bad that one of the characters that they had to recast halfway through the film because he quit.
And they didn't explain it from then on. So like
yeah,
half
from
the
then
movie,
on, you had to guess
this one
that
guy.
That was the same guy.
Half the movie, there's this one guy. And half the movie was another guy. And he was supposed to be playing the same character. It's so
they
funny.
They didn't reshoot?
No, they just didn't reshoot.
He's a different person?
No, not at all. Yeah, I mean, it was just the same.
I'm like an Andy Kaufman movie.
Yeah, wow. It was hilarious. Because it was the guy who did the whole, all of it was, you know, he's like a foreign guy. I don't know where he's from. But he didn't know. He didn't understand American culture. So. Yeah. Throughout the entire movie, everybody had a football because that's what he thought America
what he
was.
Thought America was.
He was just like, "Well, America's all about football." So
sounds like a
football.
Sounds like a really messed up version of Borat.
Yeah,
that's pretty much. And there was probably just about as many sexual references in it too.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That does not make a good movie.
Yeah,
it was so
guys,
bad.
I'm just gonna throw out a number here: 5.5 sex scenes in this movie.
It was ridiculous
in this 90-minute movie. It's awful.
Okay, other than sexual intercourse, what was the movie about? Well, and football.
And football.
No, that's about it.
I hope they didn't connect the two.
No.
There were a lot of plot holes that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
They never referenced back to it.
There was one scene in particular, they all got dressed up in suits like they were
tuxedos.
Going to a party.
Full tuxedos.
Yeah, full tuxedos.
Just not your scene. Tuxedo,
no,
but
not
like,
this.
Okay.
No, yeah. A real tuxedo. And the scene lasted literally... like 5 minutes, and then in the next scene they weren't in tuxedos anymore, and you're like,
just,
what?
Well, they were in tuxedos, and then they just decided to play football in tuxedos, and that's all that happened for 5 minutes, and it had nothing to do with the movie.
I'm gonna have to watch this now.
It's awful.
It's
discourage
wonderful,
it.
Is what you mean?
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna watch it, just to experience then laugh at it.
Oh,
we had a crappy sci-fi night a couple weeks in a row. Me, Cody, and Trenton, and some of them were like giant octopus versus mega shark or something like
that.
It was just so funny because all the sub scenes, and then it was something in like the president's room or his tech office. It was the same exact room, except the lighting went from like green to orange. I mean, it just things like that. And then the effects of it, the plot line of it all was to get them to fight each other. But they did that by secreting sex hormones of the opposite one. So they apparently got mad that their hormones were in the same water as they were, and they just killed each other.
It was like the movie Species or something.
Yeah.
That's really bizarre.
That is so...
Now, we've been going
through... Have you guys ever seen The Host?
I was to ask you if you had any movies that you were going to talk about.
Yeah.
You should see The Host. It's a Korean movie about a monster.
Mm-hmm. It already got a sequel, I think.
No, it's getting a remake here.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
But it's really hilarious. It's like a District 9, but funnier.
All right.
Yeah. I haven't seen the original, but I've seen like the test footage of the remake, and it looks really really cool. But
yeah.
So was the original just something that kind of just to laugh at or?
Yeah, I just found it on Netflix, and then I actually bought it. Because I thought it was really something I should share with people. Not just like have it on Netflix, you know. It's just really funny. Sometimes it's funny to watch another culture's humor and trying to find what's funny about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because you know?
Then you get to see it and you're like, well, that's funny to me, and then but this is funny to them. So when you have like a mixed company of people from different cultures, some people will laugh at these things, other people will laugh at these things. It's
exactly.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So are you a fan of bad movies?
Yes, there are a couple of bad movies I really like. Like there's a bad movie called, I think it's called Fallen, or it's called it's with Michael Douglas.
Okay.
I don't mind that one. It does sound familiar.
He just goes on a rampage. He just like goes berserk.
It's interesting.
All right.
And then, I don't know if it's a bad movie, but I like Maximum Overdrive, where the machines come to life.
Okay.
Yeah, I've actually heard of that one.
Stephen King movie, a book turned to a movie. It's from the 80s, so you guys probably will have to go.
I was just going to ask, how old are you? I did not know that.
I'm 34.
Good Lord, man.
You do not look 34 at all.
I know.
You age well.
Yeah, you age very well. You're like.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, because you made a lot of comments about like, oh, you guys are probably too young for that. I'm like, wait, how old are you?
That's like what I'm saying to Bryce. You don't like anything in the 90s. You must like, I don't know, have you been to the 90s?
Yeah. 92.
Wow.
That's oh, wow.
But something that, because I was talking about it earlier, like with me trying to seeing if I could get into some extra work. Kind of what inspired me to do that is I was in speech and I also did a little bit of theater in high school. Did you do anything like that or were you into sports or?
I was more in band. I was in band in high school and I did more musical things. And I was actually gearing more towards writing than acting. When I was doing more, a lot of creative writing classes, coming up with my own ideas. But when I got out here, it turns out, you know, you need an income to live out here and survive. Mm-hmm. It's always a tough town. So I did the extra work and I did not know it would become my career, but it became my career. And I'm still writing. I'm still working on, I got tons of ideas for my own shows that you guys can geek out about. I mean, there's going to be, there's some really fun ideas and I wish I could share them with you, but I know the world's going to see this. So I can't share it.
Copyrights and
stuff. Exactly.
just like in high school, like just what
Bryce wants to know how to be famous.
That's basically what I was asking.
He's
trying to take over your position.
Nope, that's not what I was doing.
I'm saying to you, Bryce, if you were signed up for that company and they were calling for you from New York and Chicago and all these places, you may want to consider. I mean, just taking a shot at it. If you're in a city now where they may have a film society or a film group, or if they have productions going on, you never know. You could start as an extra, and look at me. I started as extra, and things are just going crazy. You know,
now he's on the Nerdsing podcast.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your career has reached its peak.
I'm making by making my own dreams come true. I made your guys' dreams.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much.
And now I'm telling you to go and make more dreams come true. Because
look at that.
That's inspiring.
Because the best thing I can say is, like, you know, these type of opportunities, they come around and then they open doors for something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's really awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to say, really quickly, I have I've been trying to this is going to sound a little weird, maybe, but I first noticed like you on TV like a couple years ago, and I was just like, I thought I saw him on a different show, and then I just kept going. And then, as months and years pass, I'm like, seriously, who is this guy? And then, so do you ever get a whole bunch of people who contact you and just like, dude, that I've been looking for you for years, like, you know?
The luxury of Twitter and Facebook's now. Yeah, I get that. Like every day, I get someone saying, "Are you that guy? Is this your real Facebook page? Is this your real Twitter?" It's like, you know, there are people that come out of nowhere and they're from all around the world. They say, I've been looking for you for years and I didn't know who you were.
Is that a marriage proposal or do they want to give you a job?
No, they just, just want to make sure that they're
not crazy.
They're not dreaming me. I'm not a recurring nightmare or something.
It's Jesse Hyman.
No.
Grandma, I need your help. Jesse Hyman.
I mean, like you go on my internet movie database, which is my on the message board. There's like I've got all these like, not exactly the most, like they're not always the nicest people on there. You know, like there's one person in my early days called me the devil. Like I don't know. I mean, and people that like this one guy who seems to like me, but every time he posts for me, he does on purpose like grammatical errors and stuff. Yeah. So he's like always talking weird. But I have, you know, I have some really great loyal fans. I've had fans since the start. I was a cult following and now it just keeps growing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Now you've definitely got us on the NerdSync podcast paying attention to you. Absolutely. And any of our viewers that are listening that are going to be following you now that some of them may know who you are if they didn't already.
Yeah.
I thank you very much for having me on it. I've been enjoying doing this. This is my first Google Hangout. So this is.
Oh, look at that. We got a first.
All right.
That's awesome. We don't usually use it for much except for podcasting. It's kind of a shame because I like a lot of Google Plus features, but.
Yeah.
You know, it's just people don't use it as much. But do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Let's see. I'm in a. You know, I'm in this Prego ad that runs all the time. I'm in a Samsung commercial with James Franco that's on YouTube.
Awesome.
I'm in a Volkswagen ad that's going to come out at some point that's going to be, I think, online.
All right.
And then the Super Bowl ad. Just I can't tell you what it's for, but watch the Super Bowl first quarter, second set of commercials. And
yeah, that's awesome. And you are on you're on Twitter at – is it –
My Twitter name is my name Jesse Hyman, all one word, JESSEHEIMAN.
Okay.
People can find me there. They can find me here on Google. They can find me on Facebook. And I also have a website that needs to get updated, but it's jessehyman.net.
All right.
So I have to make a correction now because we tried so hard to figure out how your last name was pronounced. And you just pronounced it Hayman. Is that the correct way to pronounce your last name?
Yes.
Okay.
Hayman.
Okay. I'll have to tell my grandma.
Oh, man. This is so... Yeah.
Because we called... Or you called...
Yeah, I called... I was the one that actually called the person that's in charge of you with the casting thing. Which, by the way,
that's okay, because they know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, because you originally started out saying Jesse Hayman.
Yeah,
and they
originally
corrected you to say, and they said, "Oh, you mean Jesse Hayman?"
Yeah.
And so that's why we were really confused. But now we know, and that's
good. Hayman.
It's a little late in the podcast.
You know, I'm fine with both pronunciations. Sometimes my parents correct me like one way or the other way, but it's fine. I'm used to people calling me all types of things. You know, in high school, my nickname was Buster Hyman, but it was like an almost opposite nickname because I didn't get any, you know. Only like you guys.
So, speaking of which, okay, I hope this isn't too personal, but is there any sort of ladies you're looking into right now? Or
I seem to be definitely increasing my roster of female friends, but I am not at the time dating anybody, and but I am interested in having a relationship at some point.
Well, there you go.
I am actually in my 34, so I am thinking about like my future here. I'd like to pursue that, but I'd pursue that quest, but it hasn't been given to me yet.
And it is definitely a quest. It is, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Not as one who has experience.
Yeah, exactly.
But
not that
seen.
Any of us are good experience.
No.
But yeah. Well, there you go, world. Jesse Hayman is single and looking for somebody to settle down with.
There you go. Hey, man, if we can help you out like you helped us out, it's the least we could do.
Help me help you.
Exactly.
And then we can make everybody's dreams come true.
Oh, that rhymed. Yeah. That even rhymed a little bit. That was nice. That was beautiful.
Well, that's a little rainbow right there.
My inspiration was Jesse's comment earlier about the dreams coming true.
Yes, inspiring. Exactly.
Well, you want to hear a couple jokes?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
First is a Christmas joke. Why did Santa quit smoking?
Why?
Why?
It was bad for his elf. And the second joke is, what did the shark say after ate some Alka-Seltzer?
What?
What a reef. like what a relief.
Yeah.
That's great.
I have one.
Josh,
go for it.
Go for it, man.
Why did Sarah fall off the swing?
Why?
I don't know.
Because she didn't have any arms.
That's awful.
Oh,
I do not like anti-jokes.
I love anti-jokes. Jesse, you have to look up anti-jokes or anti-humor, whichever one it's called.
Yeah.
I think you would thoroughly enjoy that.
Oh, some of
them. I have one more for you guys.
Absolutely.
Did you hear about the theft at the donut shop?
No.
Someone stole the toilet seat, and the cops came, and they said they had nothing to go on.
That's great.
That was by far the best
that
one.
That is amazing. I love that
one. I've never heard that one before.
Oh, great. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for being on.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. Yes. I'm happy I can share my geekdom with the community.
Absolutely.
It's our pleasure to have you.
Yeah, it's a genuine pleasure. Thank you so much.
Do we know when this podcast might be up? That way he knows when to keep his eye out for it.
It should be up next week, about mid or late next week. So, right. And we'll get the word out.
Send me a link on Facebook or something. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so this will be it for a while for us, because we're trying to raise money because it's costing us lots of money. So,
Well, this is a good way to do it. I'm sure
absolutely.
Who know me, that'll come and say, hey.
I was going to say, by the way, if you want to shout out to your friends.
If you just want to be like, hey, check this out,
well,
you'd have no problem.
I want to shout out to my casting people. Like, check out Bryce. He wants to be an actor.
Look at that. Bryce, this is your New Year's resolution.
And it looks like whoever's drawing that stuff, you guys want to be drawers. You like have art skills.
Yeah.
Those are posters.
Those are your art drawings, or that's someone else, but those are pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, Josh is Josh likes to build stuff with his hands and draw and stuff
I like
that.
Josh does props.
He does all sorts of great stuff.
Well, hey, you know, try to get you a job out here sometime. Maybe you guys should come out and see me in LA sometime.
Absolutely.
Catch up and do a live podcast together.
That would be so cool.
Bring your peanut butter, I'll bring the jam.
There you go.
I will literally bring a thing of peanut butter.
Yes, I'll bring the exact one from back there. It'll be great.
You'll be here in a jiff.
Yeah.
More puns.
So we like to do a thing on the show where we give our guest the last word or last phrase, whatever they want to say. We just kind of be completely silent. You end the show however you want. You can say anything, do whatever. And it's completely your call. And with that, I guess we will end the show. So
I just want to thank my my parents for all their support, even for all this geek stuff. And and also I'm thinking about you, Grandpa.
This episode of the Nerd Sync podcast was brought to you by Audible. Audible is the leading provider of downloadable audiobooks with over 100,000 titles in all sorts of genres to choose from. You can download it onto your phone, your iPod, your computer, your tablet, whatever. They got it. It's super easy, super awesome, and definitely worth it. Because if you go to audibletrial.com/nerdsync, you can download a free audiobook of your choosing. I really recommend Sean Howe's Marvel Comics, The Untold Story. It goes into all sorts of detail about the legendary company, including little fun facts and secrets and stuff. It's pretty great. You can also visit our Kickstarter page and donate some money to keep this show going. But like I said, that is it for us until we can raise enough money. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the run we had, and hopefully we'll be back pretty soon. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will hopefully see you in the future. Nerd up.
That was awesome!
Yeah! Woo! Nailed it.
That was so amazing.
Me and Bryce created a barbershop duet. We're basically...
Did you?
We just kind of wing it. So it's usually me going, boo-doo, ba-doo, boo. We're really bad at it, as you can tell. We need more practice.
Could I try with you guys?
Yes. Oh, ready? Here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four. Jazz hands. Jazz hands, everybody. Yeah. Guys, that was awful. Amazing. We are what are you talking about?